Well, I was shocked too. I don't know this lawyer. I don't know the woman who sued me and some of my staff. I don't know why they did it, but we went to court and it was thrown out with prejudice. Completely fictitious claims thrown out by the judge with prejudice, which means they can't bring the case back. Now, normally, Scott, I would leave it alone because this is not the first time I've had some contingency lawyer sue me to try and make money on fictitious claims. But in this case, because of all the work I've done in North Dakota all these years, I don't like the taste this has left in my mouth. So I'm coming back. I'm bringing my team. And I'm going to go to work to shine the light of transparency on how this happened. So I'm telling anybody that's listening, if you're involved in bringing these false claims, you didn't get away with it because it's not free. I'm coming back to clear my name. I don't care what it costs. You better have a big balance sheet because I have one. So I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, and I want to also say this. Please include the recklessness of the media in your legal efforts.
Oh, no, they're not going to be spared. I've hired a team that's using AI to scrape every single article, every single headline, every reference, and I've got my own guys doing research. I'm spending some real money on this. I'm going to dig deep. And if I find anything out of place, well, I'm going to make it right. So if you're out there and you did this to me thinking you'd get away for free, that's not going to be the case. And the great thing about this one, and I think this is important because it's a case study on how small businesses are hurt by, you know, lawyers that don't have any issue except making money on a contingency basis. They don't care about the small business. They don't care about individual people. And so I told my base of 11 million people and all the networks I'm on, let's shine the light on this case. Let's look at this case and learn from this case, how it was put together, who was involved, who funded it. Let's learn from it together and let the cards fall where they may. I'm coming to town to clean this mess up.
Good, 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 good. And again, tellingly, no other national media really picked this story up, which tells you how shoddy the journalism was on it and poorly sourced, because you're a brand.
Well, they're going to pick it up now.
Yeah, they are.
I'm naming names as soon as I find out what happened. I don't know these people. I can't believe they would just sue me without ever even talking to me. I have no idea who they are, but I'm going to get to know them real good coming up real soon.
Looking forward to it. We'll help any way we can. Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye.